And we will get started. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide his word in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for school. I just pray now that you'll guide and direct us in all that we do and say, and we'll give you the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today, we're going to be looking at a lady by the name of Joanna. You may be seated. Joanna. Who can tell me who Joanna was? Huh? We're going to find out who she was. We'll find out. Anyway, there's not a lot in the Bible that talks about Joanna. There's only two places or three places in the Bible that even mentions her. But she was very important. And I feel that if we look at her character and we could use her character along with our lives, we could be a whole lot better people than what we are. But there's only two places in the whole Bible that are used that mention her, yet she was very important in the crucifixion, the burial, and resurrection of the Lord. We're going to see that. But the first thing I see about Joanna is this. She was loyal. She was loyal. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 3, it says, "And Joanna, the wife of Chizza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance." The him there is the Lord. When Jesus was here on earth, Joanna ministered to him by helping him out with food and different things like that. But she was loyal. You know, as we see, her husband was one of Herod's stewards. We need to look at this ungodly man, Herod. He was probably one of the worst kings there ever was. After all, Herod was one of the people who wanted all of the Jews annihilated. He's much like Hitler. And Herod was the son of Herod the Great, who was in rule when Christ was born. And he was the one that slayed all of the babies, male babies, that were under 3 years old. Then also we see that Herod was given for an inheritance one-fourth of the kingdom of his father. And so he was king of one-fourth of the great nation. He taxed the people unfairly. He would treat his servants harshly. He was not a very nice person. He wasn't. He was really a wicked, wicked person. And so we need to understand that Herod was not very nice. Yeah, but no matter how bad Joanna and her husband were treated by Herod, they continued to be loyal to him, and they took care of what they needed to take care of. Now, we need loyalty today in our homes. We need loyalty in our churches. You know, many times when we are treated badly, it's hard for us to be loyal to those who are treating us badly. But we need to realize that loyalty is something that we need in our everyday life. Now, let me ask you something. If you work hard and are loyal to a company, what usually happens? You get a what? A raise. And a lot of people who are not loyal to what they their companies and stuff, they don't get raises. Now, she was also loyal to the Lord. You know, she was a follower of the Lord and helped in his efforts. You know, no doubt she had to follow him, much like Nicodemus did, afar off. She couldn't go up and say, "Oh, you know, I'm a follower of yours, I'm a," and that, but she had to take and follow afar off. Now, there are many who had to follow Jesus in secret. There was an awful lot of people that had to follow Jesus, and nobody knew they were even part of his disciples. And I'm going to be honest with you, one day it's going to be that way here in the United States, where we're going to have underground churches, and we're going to have to follow the Lord afar off. And we need to understand that. But not only was she loyal, but she is also loving. In Luke 8:3, it says, "And Joanna, the wife of Chiza." Now, we need to realize that she was married to a man by the name of Chiza, and she no doubt took care of her husband's needs. She would cook, she would clean, do the laundry and everything else, but she had to love her husband. You know, no doubt he would come home from work and tell things that had happened at work and things like that, and she could have been very disappointed. She could have been real down, but she wasn't. She was a very loving person. You know, I'm sure that he did not make a whole lot of money, you know, working for Herod. I don't think he was anywhere near a millionaire or anything like that, but I know that her and her husband relied on God to supply their needs. But she did not only love her husband, but she also loved the Lord. And that's so very important. We need to take and love the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only did she love him, but he also loved her, loved the Lord. Now, she ministers unto the Lord with her substance. What does substance mean? Have any idea? Well, these people didn't have a whole lot to give. You know, they were poor. They didn't have a lot of money to give and things like that. But they gave of what they could to the Lord and the disciples so he was able to travel from place to place. But they gave out of a giving heart and not necessarily, you know, Jesus did not need for them to give him anything, but yet they still gave it to him out of a loving heart. More than likely, Joanna and those other women had more to give than some of the poor did, and they supplied for the needs of the Lord a lot better. Now, we need to give we should not give out of the abundance, but we should give out of a loving heart. You know, we need to realize that God gives us things to give back to him. And we need to take in and make sure that's done out of a loving heart. You know, God allows us to have so much, you know, in this church and in our lives. You know, we have the food bank, and we use it to help people out. We have a nice building, and now it's all remodeled, and it's looking really, really nice. We have a Christian school, you know, you guys are part of that. We have counseling ministry, and we have other bereavement ministry and everything else. But, you know, each of us needs to realize that the importance of what God has given to us for his honor and glory. But not only that, but she was also long-lasting. She was loyal, she was loving, and she was long-lasting. Luke chapter 24 and verse 10, it says, "And it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women that were with them, which told them things unto the apostles." Here we see that she was one of the women that came to the grave of Jesus the day that he resurrected, the day that he rose from the dead. Here we see that she was along with Mary and the other women. Now, she could have gone and followed no more like a lot of other people did. You know, she could have believed not and did as many did. She could have fled and hid so that nobody knew that she was part or a disciple of the Lord. You know, there she was, a very early in the morning going to anoint a dead man that they felt was still in the grave. Now, she was not only afraid, she was not afraid to be seen anymore about the people because she was going to the grave. Why wasn't she afraid to go now than she was before? Did you ever wonder why that was? You know, okay, now think about this for a minute. She followed Jesus afar off, okay? She wasn't right around him all the time. But when he died and they buried him, her and the other women, they went openly to the sepulcher. Why did they go openly to there then? What did they think? Huh? No, they thought he was dead. After all, what were they going to the? What were they going to go to the? Yeah, they were going to anoint his body. So they thought he was dead, and so she figured, well, as long as he's dead, I don't care if anybody sees me or not, you know, type of thing. And but then when they went and he had rose from the dead, then it was a whole different story again. But you know, what a shock it had to be when they went up to the tomb, the stone was rolled away, and it was empty. There was nothing in it other than his grave clothes. Because of her long-lasting love, she was only one of a few women who witnessed the resurrection of the Lord. You know, she had been long-lasting, giving of her substance, but she was more long-lasting by giving of herself. You know, she stuck with it until the end, and we have proof, however, that I believe that she was in the upper room when Jesus walked through the door and came into that locked room. Many believe that she was there. You know, we as Christians need to be long-lasting to the Lord. You know, there are far too many who want to live in a closet, so to speak, and they don't want people to know that they're a Christian. You know, we may have... they may have gotten saved, but yet they don't want anybody to know about it. They don't want to know that you're a little bit different. You know, there are those who come to church on Easter and Christmas thinking that that's good enough to show they're religious. But they never get involved in the church ministries. They never get involved in the things for the cause of Christ. They never lead anybody to the Lord. And they live their lives for their own honor and glory, and not everybody else. But here we see a woman who was loving, she was long-lasting, and she was loyal. And if we can have those three characteristics in our life, whether we're male or female, if we can have those three characteristics in our life, you're going to have a good life that you can live for the honor and glory of God. And here we see a woman who was loyal, she was long-lasting, she was loving. And there was a tribute that was given to her for those three characteristics, and that was her name was written in the Bible. You know, there was millions of people that had been around that time period, but there were just a few that names were in the Bible, and she was one of them. But we need to look at Joanna's life. We need to realize that there's always something more that we can do for the honor and glory of God. You know, we're going to have a word of prayer, and I got a couple questions for you. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for what you've done for us. I pray now that we might be able to use this devotional in our lives for your honor and your glory, and we'll give you the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let me ask you something. How important is your testimony? Huh? How important is it? The things that you do, how important is that? Huh? Well, yesterday, Mrs. Storm's caregiver, she was at our house yesterday, and I had my foot up, and I was being a good boy. And anyway, her and I got talking, and this is what she said. She says, you know, you and Mrs. Storm, it doesn't matter what happens to you, you always have a positive attitude. She goes, why is that? So I was able to share my testimony with her, led her through the plan of salvation. She got saved. And, I mean, that was the greatest thing. That was the tops of my day yesterday. But so we need to take and remember, we need to be like Joanna, and we need to be loyal. We need to be loving. We need to be long-lasting in everything that we do and say. All right, we got a lot to do today, a lot of pace work. If you need help with math, Sophie, you come up to my office right away, okay? I got to keep my foot up. Oh, I can do that in the other room. I'll be in the high school room. All right, come up to the high school room. All right, you're dismissed.